Welcome today to another episode of RomCom. We managed to schedule interviews with some of the most talked about people in Rome. First up, we have Mark Antony, and then Pandarus, after that Lucius, and last but not least, Octavius. We'll be asking questions that you all want to know, like what had happened or how they're feeling about a certain situation that went down. So let's get started. For our first interviewee, we have Mark Antony. So, first question, what are your thoughts about Octavius' battle strategy compared to yours?
I felt like I was being ignored during such a crucial point in the battle. Whenever Octavius said, and I quote, "I'm not defying you, but it's what I'm going to do," I wasn't sure if it would be good behavior for a future leader of Rome. Despite what I had said, I went along with his plans to be beneficial for a victory in the battle.
So, you met both Brutus and Cassius before the battle began. What were your thoughts at the time?
Well, honestly, I wouldn't believe that it'd be the last time I would see them alive. I reminded Brutus of his actions against Caesar, in which Cassius responded with a simile that would, my words, as sweet as honey. They betrayed Caesar, and I let them know what I thought of their actions.
Well, sadly, time is up. Thank you for joining me today, and good luck as a strong new leader of Rome.
Thank you so much for giving me the time to share my opinion about the battle. Ride, Messala, ride, and give these dispatches to our forces on the other side.
At this time, Brutus has sent Messala over to Cassius' side to report a message. He wanted Cassius to send troops over to Octavius' side of the battlefield because he sensed that they were faint-hearted. Next up, we have Pandarus. How did you feel whenever you realized that Tinnitus wasn't actually captured?
It was like Gil had just washed over me. I listened to the commands given to me. I didn't know what the actual truth at the time, just what was going to what Cassius asked of me, going off what I knew.
And that leads you to my next question. What was it like to assist Cassius in his suicide?
It was definitely not something I wanted to do. I served Cassius for years and didn't do what I had to do. It was dreadful, yet it would mean that I would be free. I was afraid of what would happen to me, so I ran.
Do you think that if Cassius had lived, anything would have changed?
If he died, he was fated to die. The conspirators may have tried to change the fate of Rome, but nothing changed. Octavius Caesar was destined to become ruler of Rome. Even Cassius was still alive. What could have done against Octavius and Antony's armies anyway?
Well, thank you for coming and sharing your story from your perspective.
Of course, it was a pleasure of mine to be here today.
I'd like to introduce Lucilius to the show. You were a servant to Brutus, a loyal one at that. I heard rumors you pretended to be him on the battlefield. Is that true?
We were told by Brutus to keep our heads up as we entered the battle. It was fierce. I yelled, "I am Brutus, Marcus Brutus. Brutus, my country's friend. Know that I am Brutus." The men believed I was Brutus until Antony came.
You were taken prisoner by Antony's men after they realized you weren't Brutus. What happened there?
The soldiers believed I was Brutus, so they took me immediately and called for Antony. I revealed I wasn't Brutus, but Antony still let the soldiers take me. He said I was a valuable prize and would rather keep me as a friend.
How did you feel when you heard about Brutus' death?
I was upset. I may have been his servant, but Brutus was a good man doing what he thought was best for Rome. I didn't think going into the battle that that would be the last time I saw Brutus alive. But it was his choice, and as I said to Antony, the gods protect him from so great, what a shame. When you do find him, alive or dead, he'll be found on his own terms.
Well, thank you very much for coming today and sharing your part of the battle about Antony. The most talked about man in Rome, Octavius Caesar himself.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, so might as well jump into it, shall we? What was it like to discover that Brutus had died?
Well, whenever we found out he had passed, I knew that the war was over. We had won. Brutus was an honest man and truly thought he murdered Caesar for the best of Rome. So, me and Antony both praised him and asked for him to be honored and buried respectfully.
So, how come you took in Brutus's men?
It was an offer after Brutus died, and they had accepted it. I didn't want to leave them alone, and instead merge them with my own men.
Alright, what are your thoughts about Rome? What direction do you plan to take with it?
I plan to become the first emperor of Rome, as well as replace the current Roman Republic with a much more effective monarchy, which will bring peace and stability.
Well, that is all for today, Octavius. Thank you for coming.
Of course, it was a pleasure of mine. After all's well that ends well.
Wow, after all of that, I'm still in awe at the whole situation. Mark Antony having feeling disrespected by Octavius, Brutus' message to Messala, Pandarus' assist in Cassius Dez, Lucilius' acting skills, and Octavius as a new emperor was just so much for one day. Either way, it was wonderful having all of these men on my show today. And who knows, maybe one day everything will change and fate will be twisted once again. This was a podcast created for Miss Cross's English class. We were assigned Act 5 over Julius Caesar. Thank you to my little brother Travis Reed for helping out in Scene 1 and 2 by reading as Mark Antony and Brutus. Credits to Harley Keyes for reading as Pandarus, to Emily Allensworth for reading as Lucilius, to Bethany Jones for reading as Octavius, and to myself for reading as the interviewer.